The word gospel means good news. And it is good news. It's the good news of salvation through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. But I'm not going to give you good news to begin with. I'm going to give you bad news. And this really is bad news. It's very bad news because it's about us. It's about you, about me, about Catholics that are gathering now in churches across the country. Ligonier Ministries is an evangelical teaching ministry, and every few years they come out with a state of theology survey, and they ask questions of people and ask them to respond to those questions, or those statements in this case. And they do that so they can find out who believes what, or who doesn't believe whatever. So they made the statement, Jesus was a good man, but he is not God. Jesus is a good man, was a good man, but he is not God. And they asked for those who agreed or disagreed with that. They found that church-going evangelicals, those who go at least once a week, if not more, to church, 76% disagreed with that, which means 76% believe that Jesus is God. 76%, that's about 3 out of every 4 people. 76%. Now I'm getting to the bad news. Catholics. Where do Catholics stand? Among church-going Catholics, those who go at least once a week, if not more, only 41% disagreed with that statement. 4 out of 10 Catholics disagreed with the statement that Jesus was a good man, but he is not God, meaning that only 4 out of 10 church-going Catholics believe that Jesus is God. Isn't that an amazing result? I mean, compared to evangelicals, we're way down there. And they didn't do this survey to embarrass anybody. In fact, they did it mostly because they wanted to find out where evangelicals were. But there happened to be more Catholics that responded to the survey. So we're talking about church-going Catholics that go regularly, every week, maybe more than once a week. Only 4 out of 10 believe that Jesus is God. When I saw that statistic, I thought, what have we done wrong? What do we need to do right? What do we need to do to change our belief? Because our belief is rooted in the fact that Jesus is God the Son. He is God, fully God, with the Father and the Holy Spirit. He wasn't just a good man who was raised up by God to be a Savior, but he is God. He is the way, the truth, and the life. So to hear that that many Catholics don't believe that, it was shocking to me. So here we are, we're celebrating the great prayer of the church, the Eucharist. It is the source and summit of the Christian life. It is the font from which all the graces and powers of the church come. That's what we're celebrating, but it's all because of Jesus, who is God, who became a human being, who suffered, died, rose from the dead, so that we can have eternal life. That's what it's all about. So if we don't believe that Jesus is God, then what are we celebrating? What are we celebrating? So I say that to you because it makes sense to me that Catholics are not that Orthodox, let me put it that way, so that when I ask a Catholic, and I often do this, I often say, are you ready to go to heaven? Are you looking forward to heaven? Are you ready to die? And oftentimes people will say, oh, no, no. In a couple of instances, people said, well, I think I'll be bored in heaven. I thought, what? And here we have Paul in today's reading from the Philippians. And what's he saying? He says, if I could, I would go to the Lord right now. Because that's the better part. That's what I really, really want. He wants to be with God. He wants to be with Jesus, his Lord and Savior. He says that. Can we say that? Now, he also says, but if the Lord has more work for me to do now, then that's what I prefer, because the Lord prefers it. But if he was given his preference, he would have been gone. Just like that. Because he truly believed Jesus is God and that God wants him to be with him in heaven for all eternity. And so when we put all that information in our day and age and what's going on in the world, when we look at the pandemic and what that has caused in the world and in our country, when we look at the riots, when we look at the upcoming election, when we look of all that, well, I can say violence, mess, disorder, how can we Catholics be a light to the world? How can we say to people, well, your focus is not on God, Jesus, and therefore it's no wonder why all these things are happening the way they're happening, why there is this violence, this hatred, all this stuff going on in the world. But you and I as Catholics, and we believe that the Catholic Church is the Church of God, the original Church of God. There's an unbroken line from Peter all the way up to the present. We believe that all the teachings of the church are those of God, not invented by human beings. We believe that we have the saving information, revelation that we need to be saved and to be disciples. We believe that the Bible is the living word of God, so that when we read it, we're truly listening to God speaking in our lives. We believe all of that. So why don't we then truly live it? Or maybe because if only 4 of 10 Catholics believe that Jesus is God, how do we get the other 6 out of 10 to understand that and believe it? So I'm going to assume, and I'm not going to point, but I'm assuming that there's some people here that for whatever reason may not believe that Jesus is God. But that is the fact, that is the truth. And it's the most important fact really in our faith. It is the foundation of everything we believe, everything we do, because, again, what do the scriptures say? The scriptures say that creation was made through Jesus. It was made for him. He says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me, through Jesus. That's the linchpin of our faith. And hopefully, the more we realize that, and also the more we realize, and this is another thing that many Catholics don't believe, that God is always with them. God is always with them. But for those who do, there really is no problem in the world that cannot be faced, because God is here, is guiding us. We don't have to be afraid of anything. We don't have to be anxious. We, in fact, are called to be peace bringers, light givers out in the world, and to draw other people's attention to Jesus so that they too can sink their roots into God and the gospel, the good news that has been given to us and has been passed down through the ages. So maybe one of the ways over the coming week you might want to get into this a little bit more is to ask yourself, what is your belief about Jesus as God or not? Are you looking forward to going to heaven? If God came to you at any moment and said, look, you want to go to heaven with me? Come on. What would your response be? And then think of ways in which you can share the gospel, the good news. Forget the bad news. You know, that's always going to be in the back of our heads. But the good news is that Jesus is God. He is with us. He is here right now in this building along with all the angels and saints. He is fully here. We heard his voice in the Word of God, and he is constantly guiding us. And we're going to actually receive his flesh and blood. And maybe that's part of the problem. People think it's just an image or a metaphor or a symbol, not truly flesh and blood of God, but that's what we believe. Can you imagine we actually have the audacity to come up and consume the very flesh and blood of God? But that's what God offers to us. That's why we're here today celebrating, so that not only can we remember our faith and the gospel message, but so that we can be rejuvenated and renewed and go out into the world to let other people know about it, to do all the things we're called to do in order to not just show the love of God, but to speak about the love of God. So yes, we feed the hungry, we clothe the naked, we welcome the stranger. But the great news that we know is something we also have to tell other people, because that brings freedom, that brings flourishing, that brings a whole new way of looking at the world, which is so desperately needed, and yet our Christian faith provides it. So you and I are called to be disciples, missionaries, but we got to make sure we know what the church teaches us and that we believe it, so that we can be convicted and convinced of our faith when we go forward to help others see the goodness of God. So again, you can think of those statistics over the week and then think of where you are with it, and then ask yourself, how willing am I to proclaim that truth, that gospel truth that has been given to us, so that we can be bearers of the gospel, evangelists, people who are so on fire, who are so grateful for what God has done for us, that we can't wait to find another person to share that good news with. That's our call. That's what the church is all about. And as always, we have room to grow. To the day we die, whenever that will be, we can learn more, can deepen our relationship with God, and flourish as his beloved children. So let's pray as we continue our Eucharist that the heart of our faith will be always at the focus of our daily activities, our daily words, so that we can truly bring that good news to the world.